Hey Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause. Today's episode is all about probably two of my favorite things in the whole world, vitamin C and vitamin D. Now, when I talk about vitamin C, I'm not talking about the letter C. I'm talking about SEA, meaning salt water. Absolutely love it, and I'm going to talk all about why today. Vitamin D from sunlight, awesome, awesome stuff. Of course, helps to lift the mood, helps with the immune system. Now, you might be thinking, well, Doc, you've told us that some people don't absorb it. Yes, that's true. Some people have genetic mutations that don't allow them to absorb vitamin D from sunlight. But for those of you that do, extra bonus. Those of you that don't, you still get all of the mood uplifting benefits from vitamin D. So why did I choose to talk about this right now? Well, I just spent an entire week on the island of Grand Cayman, and this is my annual trip. I go with my husband's family. It's kind of a perk of the marriage. Maybe slightly one little teensy-weensy reason I wanted to marry this guy. Nah. I love him dearly, but yes, this is definitely a bonus that my husband's family has a timeshare in Grand Cayman. But it's such a great place for so many reasons, and I'm going to kind of talk about why, because a lot of us think about island vacations and we think about how relaxing and chill they are and we romanticize about them, but we never actually take them. Or we think about, well, why are these things so beneficial for us? Why should we take a vacation? Why should we get a little bit of vitamin C and vitamin D? And say you're telling me right now, you're thinking in your head, well, Doc, I can't fly to Grand Cayman. That's ridiculous. Or I don't have time to do this. Well, maybe you don't. But there are ways to get the benefits of salt in you. There's so many great ways. There's salt baths. There's also salt rooms at certain spas around the universe, and I'm sure that you can Google it and figure out where there might be some near you. So, no excuses, because of course, the main reason I want to bring this whole podcast up is taking time to chill, smell the roses, and why beach vacations are so huge for us. So, let's dive into it. One of the big things about beach vacays is water. I believe water has some serious magical powers, but there's proof behind my belief in that it has magical powers. Just floating in that crystal clear water with all those different hues of light blue and teal and indigo and just every single blue color you could possibly imagine, it's just amazing. It like calls you. At least it does to me. Now, I love to feel the water between my fingers because I feel like seawater is a little bit more dense than fresh water. Obviously, there's minerals in it, and we'll talk about that as to why those minerals are so beneficial to us. But just having the water going between your fingers and feeling it in between the fingers, it's almost like it's massaging your fascia, so that tissue that wraps all around your skin. I'll talk about that too here in a little bit. So the best part about water, too, is that it gets you to slow down, because I don't think I know anybody, even if you hate swimming and don't like water, I don't think I know anybody that doesn't enjoy looking at the water. It's just soothing. It's mesmerizing. I think that's probably the best way to put it. My dad pretty much thinks that I was probably a mermaid in a previous life because I would be left to just swim and swim and swim for hours as a kid. And I think my husband and family get annoyed with me in the Caymans because I want to keep swimming. So we'll be walking down the beach and I'll just go, hey, I'm going to take a dip. And they're like, oh, not again. Oh, not again. But it's just so much fun. It just feels that good. So there you have it in terms of me and my love for that water. But let's talk a little bit more about the water and what it does for you. Now, one of the big things is when you're in water, it's weightless, right? You can move in all kinds of different directions. And the more that you move in different directions like a kid, the more that you're working on your fascial tissue. So this fascia I'm talking about is the wrapping around your muscles. And it gets stuck. And it's what oftentimes is the cause of our pain and chronic pain. And it causes joint pain and things of that nature too. And this fascial wrapping can get stuck and sticky. And when it does get that way, it restricts our full movement. And being in the water allows you to move in directions that you wouldn't normally move in just walking or just even working out. And so it's quite cool because you can mimic the fluid motion that your body should be moving while in the water. So something to think about in terms of the benefits for aches and pains for water therapy. Now, not only does it allow you to be weightless and move around, it also helps with circulation in general, so blood flow. Because if you can get the fascia moving, the muscles moving, you can pump more fluid. Now, the other cool part of it is seawater, in addition to having salt, has magnesium in it. Magnesium works to relax muscles, but it also can calm your mind. And so just floating in seawater with your head up to the sun, just soaking in the sun and your arms out and your legs out and just rocking back and forth with the ocean can be amazing for calming your nervous system, but also working on your aches and pains. It also can cleanse your skin because all of those mineral salts work to push your skin to regenerate, which is super cool too. And at the same time, it's working to boost your immune system because your red blood cells are going to increase after a swim or bathe in the sea or a float in the sea. It's also possible to increase your white blood cells. And anytime we're going to increase our red blood cells and white blood cells, we're going to have a stronger immune system, but we're also going to be fighting anemia. So that is a lowered amount of red blood cells in the body. And it also helps with blood sugar too, because it's going to help with flushing the body and working on balance between minerals and toxins and things that are stuck in the body. So it's super cool in that case. Now, another fun thing, and maybe you might have experienced this if you've ever been to the sea, is that if you have a cut, it kind of stings at first when you get into the water. But that seawater can really help to heal. And it's antiseptic too, any cuts or wounds. And so for a lot of my patients that have psoriasis and eczema, I'm like, you need a beach vacation. You need to just go and get in there and soak. Or if they can't afford a beach vacation or it's just not possible, there are places that have salt rooms. They're also places that have salt tubs. So saltwater tubs. We have a great one here out on the Olympic Peninsula in the town of Port Townsend. It's called Soak on the Sound. Love the place. If you live in Washington or traveling to Washington, look up Soak on the Sound. It's in Port Townsend. Great place. Has like even a little cute boutique motel next to it. Swan Inn, I think it's called. Gotta check that out. It's super cool. You could spend like a whole fabulous weekend there. But their soaks and their tubs are huge tubs. You go by yourself and spread out. Get your significant other to hang out with you. It's really cool. Now, another really awesome thing about seawater is it helps with breathing. And this is something that's been used since the 1800s, really, to help with asthma, to help with respiratory issues, TB. There were a lot of research articles way back in the day when tuberculosis was really prevalent that salt helped in addition to changing altitude, things of that nature. But in particular, salt water, salt rooms, extremely beneficial for helping with breathing. Now, another cool thing is that seawater can cleanse out the intestines. Now, I don't recommend just getting in to the ocean or the sea and taking a big gulp of water. Don't do that. But having a little bit of it accidentally get in because you're playing and having fun, yeah, it can help. It's kind of cool. It's really great to help to detoxify your insides. But I don't recommend taking big gulps of it. Please don't do that. I'm not recommending that. Totally public service announcement right now, because there are some bacteria in there that you don't want to be ingesting. Now, a little bit of it, no big deal, but big gulps, don't do it. All right, so another cool thing is because of the amount of sodium, magnesium, iodine, and other minerals, seawater can really help with insomnia too. And I really like it for that because the magnesium content just, oh man. So taking a swim in the afternoon, just floating in the water, it's relaxing your nervous system. It's helping you to breathe. And then you go and unwind for the rest of the evening. Awesome. Good stuff. Now, how many of us actually do that? Well, unfortunately, on vacations, a lot of us like to have a cocktail. Do that earlier, then wind down for the evening. Doctor's orders. All right. So every time I go to the Cayman Islands, I have a great story. And this year is no different than last year. Last year, my husband and I were in the town of Vancouver, Washington, and I had my coat on and I was holding my wallet that had our boarding passes. It had my passport in it and pretty much money and all of my credit cards in it. And I thought that this new coat that I had had an inside pocket. So I went to put the little wallet in there and didn't even notice that it slipped out and fell out while we were walking on the water. So on the Columbia River in Vancouver, and somehow some great individual picked up my wallet and took it into the restaurant there. Warehouse 23 was the restaurant. If you're from the area, you might be familiar with that. Some awesome individual took it in there. And I really thought that I had lost this wallet. My husband and I had walked around on the waterfront for 45 minutes, couldn't find it. I was about to lose my mind. And something told me to go into that restaurant and see if someone had left my wallet in there. And so my husband and I walked up through the parking lot and we found crumpled dollars in the parking lot. And I thought, okay, well, someone found my money and they just kind of threw the money out, which is weird. Don't know why they would do that, but there they have it. And like literally there was these crumpled dollar bills leading us up to the front door of the restaurant. And we walked in the restaurant and there were some folks in front of us waiting to get a table. And I just told my husband, I'm like, no, never mind. No one found it. We're done. We're screwed. We can't go on vacation. It's over. And sure enough, when we got to the front and they asked if it was two for dinner, we were like, no, but did anyone find a wallet? And the guy was like, oh, the one with the boarding passes, the passport and all the credit cards and money. And I was like, oh my gosh, they found it. Someone turned it in. And sure enough, someone had. And that was amazing. And that was last year. And I'm forever grateful to whoever that kind person was in Vancouver. And if any of you are from the area and you've ever heard of the story about someone finding a wallet, oh my gosh, thank them for me eternally, because I was so upset. And so we donated all that money and that we had found in the parking lot back to the restaurant. And as a tip, and also there was the guy playing music, so we gave that money back. But the person who had turned in my wallet had not taken any of my money that was in there. And I had a couple hundred dollars in there. My credit cards were all there. Nothing was taken. It was amazing. So that was last year. So then we fast forward to this year. So my husband and I, we didn't go walking in Vancouver at all this time. We actually, you know, kept our stuff in check. And we went to the Grant House, which, by the way, is an amazing restaurant, Fort Vancouver. In Vancouver, Washington. We stopped there and we did not do any walking. I kept my wallet on me. We got to the airport, wallet, everything was great, good to go. We got to Grand Cayman and we had talked to a couple of people about, can we use a credit card for our taxi? And there was mixed reviews as to, yes, you can use a credit card, no, you can't. Well, the one thing my husband and I forgot about doing was getting enough cash to change into Cayman money, which is CI. And we didn't have any CI money. We had $10 American cash and like $2 from the year before from Cayman money. And so we were told there's no cab, no bus, which I know there's a bus system on the island. But anyway, we couldn't find the bus stop. Anyway, so my husband and I are like, okay, we've done this a million times driving. We can walk to our resorts. No big deal. We'll get there. It's all good. So my husband and I proceed on hoofing it to our resort. And we're walking and everything's great. Everything's fine. Caymans don't have really continuous sidewalks. It's not that walkable from the airport to resort, so I don't recommend trying this. So we're just going along, and we get to this one roundabout, which is the crucial point at which we screwed up, which we figured out. We should have went right. We went left, and we ended up walking and walking, and we're like, okay, nothing looks familiar. Where the heck are we? And we just keep walking. Mind you, it's hot. It's a little breezy, which is good. We're both with backpacks. We've flown all night. We're dragging luggage. And we finally, probably like after an hour, we're like, oh crap, we don't know where we are. If we just keep walking, we got to end up at the beach one way or the other. This island's not that big. So we're just like, okay, we can do this. Let's just keep doing it. We're pushing each other. We're like, yeah, no big deal. And me, you know, as I've mentioned before in this podcast, I CrossFit, right? I'm like, I could CrossFit this crap. I could do this. I could do anything. Being a weirdo. And finally, this couple pulls over and says, hey, we've seen you guys walking twice now. Are you lost? And we're like, yeah. And we're kind of embarrassed and also don't want to, you know, inconvenience anyone because we're stupid and got lost and have been going to the island for quite some time now. And this couple's like, no, you're getting in the car. We're taking you. And I'm kind of going, well, can I give you money? Let's do this. And they're like, no, we're coming across the street because they were on the opposite side. We're going to get you and we're going to take you to your resort. So this lovely couple, they're coming back from church. The woman has this wonderful little rose on her chest. It looks like maybe she was celebrating something. I didn't ask. But Lauren and Randy, couple from, I believe, Jamaica, because they were telling us a little bit about their grandkids had been in the car the day before and they were visiting and they, whatever the story may be, but maybe they're Caymanian, I don't know. But this couple took my husband and I, two goofy travelers, to our resort. They were so kind. I was trying to give them money. They wouldn't give me any money. She took hugs. So we paid for our ride to our resort in hugs. But the best part about it is that kindness is incredible on Grand Cayman. Everyone is so sweet. There's not this sense of urgency. Yes, sometimes with the traffic on the island, things can get crazy. But the island time and the chillness, it goes without saying that this island is amazing and has amazing people on it. And I am eternally grateful for this couple because I think my husband and I might have ended up with heat stroke and probably would have walked around in circles a couple more hours until we got ourselves to the resort. So year two of a great story as to our Cayman adventures. But with that being said, it's just something to think about that I think when we embrace the thought of slowing down, our mind slows down and we can be present and we can be more generous. So that's one of the things I definitely want you to take away from this podcast today is slow down a little bit, smell the roses and help others. I'm definitely paying it forward for this couple. They didn't have to stop for our goofy selves, but they did. And that was such a sweet thing to do. Now, back to the reason of this podcast. Now, one of the other big things about a beach vacation or just being out and about on an island for that matter is the sun tanning component. Anyone who knows me knows that I love the sun. I have made jokes, I fully admit, that if I'm going to get a cancer, I want skin cancer, which sounds terrible, and I really don't mean it. But the truth of the matter is that I feel so good when I have sun hitting me and I can just lay in the sun and bake. And what it is, it's not really about being tan. I mean, yes, I love looking tan. I feel healthy. I feel good when I'm tan. But it's the only time I really get warm. And so for those of you out there that might have adrenal fatigue, so you're stressed out, you're pushing yourself to the limits, you're having difficulty temperature regulating, you feel cold a lot, or maybe you have Raynaud's. So this is an autoimmune condition where your hands will turn like perfectly white on you and they'll be extremely cold. It might happen to your toes and feet too. Or you might have Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune thyroid condition that has messed with your ability to temperature regulate as well. There's just something about being warm for these folks that feels good. The other big thing, going into a little bit of Chinese medicine, if you are of a yang deficient type of characteristic or constitution, meaning you're lacking fire, you're lacking just warmth. Yang deficiency is what that means in the Chinese medicine world. The other thing is if you're damp. And damp meaning that you don't digest food well, you have difficulties clearing fluids, you're prone to swelling, things of that nature. Going to a warm, sunny environment can be absolutely healing for you. And this is where that warmth for me comes in. Constitutionally, in the Chinese universe, I have spleen yang deficiency and I'm very damp. And sounds really weird to talk about myself that way, but basically it means I have a digestive system that I've always got to work on, and I'm yang deficient. I need heat. I need warmth to keep me going. So it's kind of funny that I decided to put myself in the most damp environment in the universe. Hello, Washington and rain. So, you know, it's one of those things that I think about for myself in the future, that moving somewhere that's warm, possibly drier than the Caymans, of course, are damp and humid, but having this warm environment is crucial. Another big thing to think about for folks with these damp kind of constitutions is candida, yeast infections. So I'm not just talking about vaginal ones. People are like, ew, yeast infections. It could be skin too. If you ever have skin that you'll have little white blotches and it's not vitiligo, so meaning you haven't had it since you were a kiddo, it could be a yeast infection internally. And a lot of us have it because we love bread, we love beer, we love wine, and all of those are fermented with yeast. And a lot of times that yeast takes over in your digestive system. And you put yourself into a damp environment and you become more yeasty. And yes, the Caymans are warm and damp, but there's something about warmth that helps folks with yeast and candida issues. So that being said, something to put in a folder if you know someone or might be suffering with some of those issues. So let's go back to my vacation story for a minute. Now, what is it about vacations that we do things differently on vacation that we don't bring into our normal lives? So let's think about this here for a minute. On vacation, we always sip coffee and tea together in the morning. We like sit around and chat and talk about life. We go out to dinner and we sit around the table talking with each other. Sometimes we just relish in the moment of being with each other and chatting, or sometimes we'll end up sharing each other's dinners because someone will order something that someone wants to try and someone will order something else, and then we kind of share it around. And then we'll go out for ice cream or gelato. Now, I'm not sharing my gelato. That's one rule I have. That's mine. But what'll happen is, you know, we take time to connect and share with each other. And I think one of the biggest issues that we still have in the U.S., and we all know that it's an issue, but we just don't seem to make time for it, is we don't sit down to connect with our loved ones and our family. And I also highly encourage those of you who are not living where your family is to sit down and talk to your family, connect with them. Even, you know, if you can use FaceTime or Skype or just chat. Because I think a lot of us lose touch with our family and our relatives just because we don't sit down and call them anymore. It's this weird thing. Like, we'll text people. Great. Connecting. That's one amazing thing about vacations. It forces you to connect, but it's awesome to connect too. And we have such a good time together. I love my in-laws. They're so much fun. My sister-in-law, awesome. We'll talk about her in a second here. So she's listening. Look out. All right. So many good restaurants on Grand Cayman. It's a foodie paradise. So by the way, if you ever do go over there, Kamana Bay has like shopping and condos on top and a movie theater, but they have great gelato. So the Gelato and Company Creameria, gosh, gotta try that out. It's the only time I do recommend eating a little dairy. And Karoo, It's a cool spot. It's on the walkway. It overlooks the marina. It's got like huge cozy tables and like it's got candle lighting, and it's just a great place for families and couples to like gather and just chat and hang out. It makes you want to sit there and hang out because you're like looking out at a marina, and you've got like these string globe lights in the trees and in between the palm trees, and it just draws you in. It's a great place to people watch folks enjoying the Cayman Nights. So check that out. Now, why am I telling you all about these things? It's all about enticing you to think about the last time you had dinner and focus on a conversation and being in the moment. Because I don't know how many times I go out to dinner now, wherever I may be, and the couples are sitting there on their phones, not even talking to each other. I actually watched that happen in the airport to two folks. Even they were older, they weren't younger. I'm talking about, had them been maybe in their 60s. And they literally both whipped out their phones and they were dinking around on their phones instead of talking to each other at dinner. It's crazy. But the coolest thing about being on vacation and being in a place that has a great atmosphere is that you can take in the atmosphere and enjoy the people that are around you. I mean, there's so many awesome places on Cayman, but there's awesome places everywhere. Even here in Washington, we have some great restaurants that have great atmosphere. And I challenge you to look around your own town. And if you don't have great restaurants in your own town, make your dining room cool or your patio. It just goes a long way to be able to sit in a place where you're looking out at something amazing. I loved those string lights so much. And I know it's super trendy. I see it in people's yards all the time. I did that in my backyard, and we made a cool patio garden in my backyard just so that we could sit out there and have kind of that same ambiance. So think about ambiance for a second. There's, in a beach town, you've got great places that are on the water. And I'm going to tell you about one here in a second in terms of ambiance. But if you've got anything like that, think about it. If you have a favorite place, think about it. When was the last time you went there? You might want to think about making some trips out there. Now, why is it that connecting with others makes us feel so good? It's boosting serotonin. It's boosting dopamine. It's like a major boost for your tired, sluggish body that's struggling to make neurotransmitters. That's the number one reason why we're depressed, we're anxious, we're not satisfied with life. It's because we don't take time to allow our body to make these dang transmitters, neurotransmitters. Sometimes we don't absorb the nutrients to make them either, but I would be hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't smile when in a situation where you're out, you're chill, you see a beautiful beach. Just saying. All right. So speaking with contact with others and smiling at people, this is one of my favorite social experiments. I have a podcast all about it, and it talks all about boosting your mood. And my sister and I on Grand Cayman always like to go for walks on the beach. We usually dish about all kinds of different things and what's going on in life and look at all the awesome resorts and imagine if we had one of the penthouses, what it might be like. Girl can dream, right? But this 7-mile beach, now it's actually 5.5 miles, just in case anyone's fact checking on me. So fact check, 5.5 miles is what the 7-mile beach on Grand Cayman really is. But this is just like great soft sand that's pleasant to stroll on. And there's something about walking on the beach. Yes, it can be painful for some people because of that slant, but it's connecting with earth and ground, and walking on that soft sand is just, it's amazing. And one of the cool things about Cayman is that you do have some shells and coral, and thanks to the hurricanes, now there's more. Unfortunately, came with a price, but there are more shells and coral this year when we were walking on the beach. But shells and coral sounds kind of silly, but my sister was like, I want to find coral that has a heart shape. And I'm like, oh, cool. Because I've heard of other people finding rocks that have heart shapes and using those to find true love and things of that nature. I was like, this is cool. So we had a mission to find heart-shaped coral. And now, why am I telling you about this? It's because it's one of those things that is childlike play, which can boost your mood, but also slows you down to take notice. Because I think a lot of people will sit at the beach and stare at the water, but, you know, that's all fine and dandy. But then what do you do? What do you do after you get done sitting at the beach and staring at the water? You can only do that for so long. Now, reaching down and grabbing things out of the water works different angles of your muscles and your fascia. So of course, I'm always thinking about these things, but it's something different and it's child's play because sometimes the wave gets what you want and you got to chase that sucker. And in the Caymans, the waves will sometimes suck you in a little bit and then there's a little bit of a drop off. So then it becomes hilarious if you fall in the water and crash in with the waves. So it's child play, but it's fun and it's just something to think about. Now, another cool thing about being at the beach and in particular on Grand Cayman is that you get to see people of so many different cultures, so many different backgrounds. It's cool. It's cool to see them interacting. It's cool to see them playing. It's cool to see them just chilling with their family. It's probably one of those things that for most of us on the islands, you can't help but think about chilling because everyone else is doing it too. It's almost like, oh, so-and-so's laying on that beach cabana there, just kicking it, reading, sleeping, whatever it may be. It forces you to take a nap. It forces you to chill. It forces you to just slow down. That's the best part about it too. It's cool. But also listening to different languages and all that, it lights up neurons in the brain. It gets your brain excited. It's like, wow, what's that? So cool. It takes you out of your natural loop of what you do. New experiences are awesome. That's why another reason why we get stuck in depression and anxiety and all that, we don't expose ourselves to new cool things. So there you have it. Light up your neurons a little bit. Listen to different languages. Watch people. It's super cool. I absolutely love watching families make sandcastles too. Super fun, but also doing them myself. That might sound strange, but child's play is awesome for your body and your brain. Just saying. Just can't even tell you how good it is. Now, last year on Grand Cayman, we had these really big waves. And my sister, husband, and I, Chandler and our kids, and jumped in the waves like we were 10 again. And it was so much fun. This year, unfortunately, we didn't have that big of waves, but if you ever go to a beach that has great waves, jump into those waves, smash into them. I mean, it is a natural high like you can't get any other way. So something to think about. This year, though, we did have Skip, the famous ball that I dedicated a whole podcast to last year about. You can check that out if you look at my list of podcasts. It's probably way back in some of my beginning ones. But Skip is a ball that can skip off of waves and just flies. And my goal really is with my husband when I play it, we like to smack each other with it. It doesn't hurt, but it's kind of fun, certain extra points. But anyway, child's play, totally chilling. Now, one of the other big things about the beach, I have to tell you, I am obsessed with Kimpton Resorts. I don't know what it is. There's something about the Kimpton Hotel chain. I love how my dog can stay there. I love how they decorate. I love just, I don't know why. I'm addicted to Kimptons. Probably should work for them or something. But that being said, they opened a resort on the island of Grand Cayman. It's called Seafire. And I had to check it out last year because it opened up last year. And my sister and husband and I spent an amazing afternoon there last year at their Kokoloba restaurant. And oh, yummy stuff. Like, they have amazing food and their bar is right on the beach. Now, there are other bars on the beach on Grand Cayman. That's where they drop off the cruise ship folks. They get kind of crowded, but the Kimpton's like hopping but chill at the same time. And I highly recommend if you do go to Grand Cayman, this is where it's at. You can sit right on the beach in this bar that's kind of, I don't know, it just kind of spreads out and you can, you're overlooking the water. Like, it's right at the right height that people could walk below you and you can pay attention to them, but you're eye level with all of the amazing colors of the sea. And you could just stare out there for hours and they let you do it. They're on island time there. You can chill as long as you want. Now, why am I telling you all about this Kimpton Resort? By the way, they're not paying me any money to tell you all about them. I just want people to just kind of get the imagination of what it's like and maybe just take a virtual vacay for a moment. So let me put you there. The Kimpton is on another level. Sorry, other Cayman resorts. It's just the Kimpton is gorgeous and I love the Kimpton. So there you have it. But you drive up their winding driveway. And you have this like lush landscape with bougainvilleas and tropical plants. I should probably look up their names. I'm not really good at knowing all those tropical plant names, but they have green and pink and yellow leaves that are all kinds of different vibrant colors. And when you get to the door of this place, it's got these huge clear glass doors that you can see clear through all the way to the sea. And they have this amazing pool that literally looks as if it's cascading down to the sea. It's breathtaking. Like, it's freaking amazing just standing in the lobby looking out. Like, it draws you in. You're like, oh my God, I need to go down there now. Like, now. And so as you walk down towards the beach, you've got this breeze kind of dusting you ever so gently. And there's just all these little modern beach decor spots to sit and sip. Like, I could probably take multiple weeks sitting at the different vantage points at the Kimpton just so that I could sit and chill and look at the amazing view that like kind of unfolds for you. Now, there's a pool bar, but it does not do justice at all to the Kokoloba. The Kokoloba place is where it's at. You can get lunch there too. But there's just, like I said before, this long bar seating that's in line with the horizon. And you just get a panoramic view of Seven Mile Beach. You could see the cruise ships in port in Georgetown all the way to the opposite end of the island at the tip of the island on the far end. And this bar is open. There's no windows that block your view and experience. You get the warm breezes from the sea. You get to smell the salty water. And you can run back and forth in between sipping. We call it sip and dip. You get a little bit of your drink and run into the water and come back and forth. It's amazing. It's really, really, I don't know how to explain it. And it's just shaded enough, you know, to keep you from a terrible case of sunstroke, but you can also get sun there. Or you could do what I did, just put my towel down on the beach and kind of run back and forth and choose my own adventure. But it's just cool. And if you stay all day like we did, you can stay right to the end and watch the sunset. Now, Cayman sunsets tend to be cloudy. Don't let anyone fool you. There's drinks called the Cayman Sunset, and we're like, what is it, a dark and stormy? Because the Cayman sunsets are not awesome. Except apparently this year there was a great one. My in-laws saw it, but I was too busy making dinner. Yeah. That being said, let's talk about sunsets. Too busy making dinner. Too busy being busy. When's the last time you watched a sunset? It doesn't matter where you live. You're going to have a sunset. There's also sunrises, which are also pretty cool. I'll talk about that in a second. Now, the cool thing about sunsets is taking the time to do them relaxes you, of course. It also allows you to connect with someone. Yes, they're romantic, but if you have kids, they're pretty cool too for them. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, what about this green flash? That's cool too. I've never seen the green flash. I don't know if it exists. My father-in-law said that people were probably high and it's really not happening. I don't know. Hit me up. Make a comment if you've seen the green flash. I want to know what the circumstances were because I have been to many beaches and I have still not seen this green flash when the sunset goes down. I can almost guarantee you're not going to see it in the Caymans because no matter what happens with the sunset, the sun will come down and down and down and down. But as soon as that sun gets close to the horizon line, boom, clouds roll in every dang time. But apparently this year, I missed it. So, what is the moral of my story here in terms of sunsets? It slows you down. And if we need another reason to slow down, this is it. It also works with circadian rhythm setting because you're literally ending your day with the sunset. Now, what would be really cool is if you could do the sunrise too, but that takes some planning for folks. But hey, never know. Things can happen. That would be an ultimate way to work with circadian rhythm setting is to watch sunrises and sunsets. So if you do get the chance to go to an amazing island where you can see both of the sunrise and sunset, I'd highly recommend it. The Caymans, you can do it. I didn't do it. That's on my bucket list for next year, though. All right. So another big thing that a lot of us are searching when we go on vacation or just in life is solitude. Somewhere where we can relax our mind. Because they talk a lot about connecting, but I think that there needs to be an equal balance between connection and solitude. Something to help you to have those silent moments. Now, Hal Elrod, he's got this awesome book, The Miracle Morning. He talks about 5 minutes of silence every morning. I'm kind of a fan of that. I think we do need a little silence. I don't think we need to be connecting all the time with folks because it does wear on us, you know, to a point, especially if it's in a work type of setting and not a fun setting. Now, fun setting, different story, but we all need time to ourselves. And this year we discovered this amazing spot just a little bit away from, of course, my favorite resort, the Kimpton Sapphire. Of course it is. So we just walked past it. Yeah, we had to, you know, hoof it a little bit on this ledge that goes around this place that used to be called the Tiki Bar. And now I don't know what it's called because I guess the Kimpton bought it. But you go around that and then you walk down further down the 7 Mile Beach. Now, it doesn't have the super soft sand that the more commercialized side of 7 Mile Beach has, but it has solitude. We maybe saw 5 people on that side of the beach. And the water is just as crystal clear with all the different blue hues. I mean, it was so worth it for us to stop over there. We probably spent like 2 hours just chilling. And for most of us, my husband and my sister, being the us, we pretty much all separated when we got over there and kind of did our own thing and chilled. And it was really fun to just relax. I myself found myself just swimming and swimming and just feeling the water, feeling the rock of the water, just, I don't know, just zoning out in the water. I kind of felt like if left to my own devices, I could just swim and swim and swim forever. It was cool. So solitude, at least 5 minutes a day, highly recommend it. It's awesome. So what should someone be taking away from this podcast? That's me ranting and raving about the lovely Grand Cayman Island. Island time. Island time is cool. Now, you don't even have to be on an island to have island time. It's slowing down to connect and just be present. I don't know what it is about beach areas or resort areas in particular. It doesn't have to be an island. It could be just the beach. It could just be... A lot of even, I spent a year living in Mexico and learned a lot of things about life there too. It's just a matter of how important it is to just be present. Just be in the moment, chill, leave things the way they are, not having to be super busy all the time. It's really therapeutic for your nervous system to slow down because it gives that primal brain that sense of there's not a bear chasing you. Now, the next thing to think about is sunshine. A lot of us don't go outside enough. A lot of us don't have enough time connecting with the sunlight. Irregardless if we absorb vitamin D or not, doesn't matter. It's great for your mood. It also reminds me that I need my happy light. If you don't have a happy light is something that helps you to reset your circadian rhythm. I use it every single morning for about 15 minutes and just have it on me while I'm working on my computer or just eating breakfast and chilling. It's important if you live in some of the northern hemispheres, if you live in Seattle, Tacoma, where I live, it's dark, it's rainy. You got to get the sunlight because it really does have an effect on your mood, whether you like to say that it doesn't or not. It freaking does because we're animals. We need sun. We need our circadian rhythms, and that helps with regulating it. Water time. Now, we came from water. We need water. I think water's healing. Now, if you're not a fan of water, well, forget it. This isn't for you. No. Maybe a salt room. Maybe something of that nature. Or just looking at water and zoning out with it. But one of the things about water is that's interesting and I like to share with a lot of my patients is that in Chinese medicine, water is the element for kidney qi. And so qi means energy. It's kind of like the breath of life. Kidneys are our batteries in the Chinese world, and they get depleted. So our kidney qi gets depleted the more stressed we are, the more busy we are, and just naturally with age. And so the more stressed you become as you age, the quicker you deplete your kidney qi. The Chinese believe when your kidney qi is completely exhausted, you die. Well, I don't feel like dying anytime soon, and I'm trying to keep that goal up of 105. And so I want to recharge my kidney qi. Now, translating into modern day medicine, recharging your kidney qi is recharging your batteries. It's what a vacation is, but it's also what you can do every single day of your life to recharge your batteries. You have to do it. Just like your phone needs to be recharged, your computer, etc. We need that and we forget this. Now, how well we age is also related to our kidney qi. And so if you keep depleting your kidney chi and you just keep going and going and going and not taking time to chill, not good. So float centers, those are another option for you if you have any of those near you. Even just making a Epsom salt bath in your tub can be useful. So keep that in mind. Now salt, interestingly enough, is what we crave when we're low on energy. Sugar too, but in the Chinese world, sugar cravings are more of a digestive deficiency issue, and salt is more of an adrenal and kidney issue. By the way, the adrenal glands sit on top of the kidneys. The Chinese are freaking genius. I mean, they came up with that concept of kidneys as batteries, and the adrenal glands are fight or flight glands. They're also in charge of our hormones, our blood pressure, our blood sugar, our electrolyte balance sit on top of the kidneys. So it's incorporated into kidney chi. So your total body balance is related to your kidney chi. Also, the color blue is related to kidney chi. It's the color that goes with the kidney. And colors are healing in the Chinese world. There's different colors that go with different elements. But in particular, blue goes for the kidney. That's why blue ocean, blue sea, turquoise, teal, whatever color of blue it might be, it's still working on your kidney chi. So just looking at blue, being surrounded by blue hues, helps you. Something to think about. So if you can't get to the beach, bring the beach to you. And that's what I've done. I've pretty much taken all of the different hues of blue and incorporated it into my house, but also now my office. So it's pretty awesome. All right. So you may be thinking, all right, I can't afford a beach vacation. Maybe you don't have time. You just don't want to go on a beach vacation. It's not your thing. And maybe flying to Grand Cayman's not feasible for you. Well, let me tell you about flying to Grand Cayman. My husband and I literally, we have to do overnight flights. We go out of Portland to Charlotte, and then we go from Charlotte to Grand Cayman, which is only about 2 hours from Charlotte to Grand Cayman, but the 4.5 hour flight from Portland to Charlotte can sometimes be rough. But that's getting there. Coming back this last time, oh man, I did a doozy of one. We literally went from Grand Cayman at 8 in the morning, flew into Miami. It only took an hour to get to Miami. But then we had a 6 hour layover. Then we flew to Chicago, had a 2 hour layover. And then we went from Chicago to Portland. Don't do that to yourself. We did that only because our miles worked that way. So there you have it. But yes, getting to beach vacations can be a little bit tricky. Look for islands that are close to you. Something that's easy. Don't stress yourself out trying to get there. The only reason we like to get there and go to the Caymans is obviously that's where our family goes. That's where we need to be with them. But make it easy on yourself. Now, the other big thing is if you can't afford a beach vacay, there's float centers. Just like I mentioned, we have great ones here in Washington. We have one called Northwest Float Center and we have Uncharted Waters. Those are both here in Tacoma. And then Soak on the Sound in Port Townsend. This is what I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast. The tubs that are saltwater tubs. Such a cool. And you can stay there for the weekend. It's a great little town, like fun shopping. I don't know how to describe it other than it's super cool. And by the way, really amazing pizza. Waterfront pizza is where it's at. So now I've turned my podcast into a travel podcast. Oh boy. But anyway, it is what it is. I just like to recommend these places, not because they pay me at all, just because I think they're awesome. Now, even if there's not salt in the water, water's still healing. You can go to your closest lake or river. Let me give you an example. I grew up on Lake Michigan, the last town literally on Lake Michigan before you get to Wisconsin. It's called Winthrop Harbor. Water's been magical for me for my whole life, and I haven't really started to realize what that magic was until the last probably couple years, because it took me to live in a really amazing town in the middle of the mountains to be like, oh my God, what is missing in my life? And the big ding, ding, ding was water. I need water. And so going back to the chi thing, it's recharging, even just recharging, even just being near water. Maybe it's a pond. Maybe it's a little river. My husband and I love going to the Columbia River. It's quite amazing as well. And it's not salty. It's just a river, but it's water, right? The rhythmic movement of water, just watching it, it just resets your nervous system. So you don't have to go to the sea. You can totally use even your closest pond or lake or river. It's awesome. Now, the other cool thing about watching these rivers and ponds and things, they ebb and flow, right? Like one of the coolest things, when I was a kid, I used to think that Lake Michigan had moods. And I would tell my parents, like, oh, the lake's angry today. Oh, it's happy today. It sounds funny, but those things can happen. It changes, right? And so watching that can also help you. It's not that if the lake or river is angry, but it just gives you another sense of a rhythmic change with the water. It's mesmerizing. That's simple. So it's just something peaceful, and you can take a dip in it, you can float in it, or just watch it. But I really truly believe that my Chinese medicine professors were spot on when they taught us that the greatest amount of qi is in the water. You don't have to go in it, just be near it, but it's there. And I felt the power last week of the water. And if you just even drive down to your local spot where there's some water and just watch the water for a little bit, I really truly believe that you're also going to sync your breathing and work with calming your nervous system. And it'll change. It'll change you. You'll feel better. Honestly, you might think I'm nuts. I highly encourage you to try it out. And I'd love to hear what you do. If you go to the beach, you go to the pond, wherever you might go, hit me up. Leave me some comments. I want to hear what you guys are up to. I want to hear how things go, because I like to hear other experiences. I mean, vacations are one thing. They're the ultimate recharge. But unfortunately, I hear so many of my patients going on vacations and they're like, and I had to do this and I had to do that. And like literally they pack in too many things to do on the vacation that they literally do not chill out. And so they need like a vacation from the vacation. I think Las Vegas is probably the number one place that that happens in. Like you literally need to go somewhere else after there. Like for real. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind when you go on vacation that you need to slow down. You need to chill. You need to just relax and literally say no to things that just don't sound fun. And speaking of that, another big thing that's hugely important in the everyday. Now, like I was saying, if you're near water or even have a pond or a lake or something of that nature, get a glimpse of it a few times a week. Or if you don't have any of those, go to the float center at least once a month. The other big thing is to really connect with your family at least once a week, if not every day, to plan something. That connection is a great way to bring vacation bonuses into your everyday life. Because I think a lot of people like save all this stuff up till when they go on vacation. And then they feel like they have to get everything in. Like, oh, I didn't go with my family to the favorite gelato spot where we all do this, this, and this. Oh, we didn't go to this place to get together to do this, this, and this. Why save it all up? Spread it out. Incorporate it into your everyday life. It's a great thing. Now, I don't know what it is about the Caymans, but like I said before, we had 2 years now of seeing the best in society. The one where my wallet was returned back to me here in Vancouver, Washington, without anyone taking anything. And then this year, with all the racism and hate and terrible things that we see in the media every single day, it's still good to know that there are good people out there that don't see color, they don't see race, they don't see gender, and they don't pass judgment. And I really want to say thanks to Lauren and Randy, the couple who were on their way home from church and stopped to help two goofy travelers get to their condo. We're forever grateful for you two. Probably saved us from totally stressing ourselves out on our first day of vacation. And definitely want to dedicate this podcast to them. We definitely will pay it forward. But in everything, it's taking the time to slow down, to connect with others. And yeah, maybe along the way, you can help somebody out. But more than anything is when you're more chill, when you're more happy with life, you're willing to do things for others. And perhaps maybe it's a lesson to all of us to take time to slow down, smell the roses, enjoy life a little bit more, and we can be nicer to each other in the end. All right, that's my deep thoughts for this podcast. You've survived another one of them. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Thanks for listening. Go out and chill today, and have a great day, whatever you're doing. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me,
Do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the Join Group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.